for reading. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Jimmy A.
Give me a hug, man. If we're grateful for Narcotics Anonymous, let's, please acknowledge God. I'm an addict named Jimmy. First things first, I'd like to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me again just for today, not waking up dope sick. I also like to thank the programming committee for inviting an addict like myself, my good friends, all the way from Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio, 9 hours, 20-minute drive to come up here to the Chesapeake Potomac Regional Convention 17th. I'd like to thank y'all for having us here to participate in this convention. And I'm from the Dayton, Ohio area. My home group is Clean on Friday. We meet every Friday night at 7:30. If you're ever in the Dayton, Ohio area in need of a meeting, please stop by. You'll be right at home. I want to make some disclaimers before I get to start to sharing on this message. In the Midwest, we carry the message, not the mess. And a lot of things that I'm going to be saying is not mine, it's ours, because I reference the literature. And a lot of times that you go to certain conventions, and I've been going to conventions for the last 12 years, and certain topics of conventions, don't be real fashionable, don't be real attractive. So, you have recovering addicts missing out on some real important vital information. If the workshop is not love or lust, or how many women did I knock off in the dance, or I done had 8 of the newcomers sitting up front, so I'm scared to come through the door. Topics of that nature, they be packed. But you give a topic like group conscience, through a higher power, second tradition, because, man, it don't seem like no drama in that topic. It just don't seem like that's going to hold my interest. And I understand that because I tell my story honestly. And my story being told honestly, I have to always go back in retrospect and remember how it was for me when I first came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm just sharing a little bits and pieces. Then I'm going to move on to punching on this topic, because I ain't come all the way up from Dayton, Ohio to hold nobody hostage. I came up here to carry this message about this topic. I asked God to give me the confidence to carry his message, because I know I'm an addict saved by grace. So we talking about a guy who came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Man, look here, after serving 6 penitentiary bits in the state of Ohio and 1 in Kentucky. We're talking about an addict who never had a job his whole entire life, came into the rooms of NA at the age of 44 years old, never worked in his whole entire life. An addict now who holds the same job for over 11 and a half years, don't miss a beat. An addict, man, who has been blessed, by the grace of God, to have his life turned around 180 degrees. 180 degrees. That recovery that y'all taught me, that recovery is an active change of ideals and attitudes. And as you go along in your journey, you're going to find out it's all about your behaviors. So we're talking about group conscience through a higher power. I need to share this right off the top, people. And for the newer members, things that I'm saying, if you do not understand, please don't worry about it. Keep coming back. Keep coming back, new members. If you ever felt like you didn't fit nowhere, you fit right here in Narcotics Anonymous. Because the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting. But I need to say this here, because the next word is going to tell us all why the newcomer is the most important person. It says, because people like me, those of us who have acquired substantial clean time, We can't keep what we got, newcomer, unless you keep coming back. People like me will die if the newcomer don't come through those doors. That's why you're the most important person at any meeting. Not because you smoked all the crack up in your city or because you shot all the dope up in your town. That's not the reason you're the most important person at any NA meeting, because you might have a hell of a I use dope story. You're the most important person at any NA meeting because those of us who God has blessed to be around here and acquire some substantial clean time and put some quality in that quantity, we can't keep what we got unless you keep showing up. That's why you're the most important person. I need to say this here also. If I have not worked the second step and instituted into my life, ain't no use of me sitting up here trying to share on this topic. There is no use for me to sit up here trying to share on this topic if I have not instituted a second step into my life. Because we're talking about through a higher power. And the second step talks about in our fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous that we start to have a relationship with this power greater than ourselves by believing in the possibility in this power. And IP22, Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, talks about you will hear the talk of God mentioned in NA meetings. What we are referring to, newer members, is a power greater than ourselves that makes possible what seems impossible. Like stop using drugs. Like how to have a healthy relationship. So this is what we're referring to when we talk about a power greater than ourselves, higher power, God, Him. Four ways that we identify this power in the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. Second step also goes on to talk about, you can call it the group, the program, or you can call it God. And I need to share all that off the top, man, just to set the plate for where I'm going with this topic, group conscience. There is no group conscience unless I came to believe in something other than me. What you hear, and a lot of times you hear people talking about, well, after the meeting, we're gonna have a group conscience. You don't call a group conscience. You call a business meeting. Group conscience is supposed to take place within the business meeting. So when things don't go right or the group falls apart, you say, well, the group, no, it was not the group conscience. It was group opinion. That's what y'all had. Y'all had a strong group opinion, probably dictated by strong personalities, or some popular addict trying to be popular in an anonymous program. That's what you had. Now we're going to talk about group conscience through a higher power. Y'all just stay with me now. I brought God with me. And the God of my understanding said, man, juice that topic up, man. Juice that workshop up, Jimmy. You know, don't have them in there falling asleep on you. So I need to share the way that the God of my understanding works through people, places, and things in my life, man. To have a proper message of Narcotics Anonymous. And to have some fun up in this camp. But don't lose sight on, we carrying the message, not the mess. And the traditions, the second tradition, is a very important tradition. And talking about group conscience through the traditions, if we are to find guidance from an ultimate authority, this is how it works, how and why. Second tradition. We need to find more means of hearing the guidance together. That's what we're talking about, the group. Not talking about I as individual addict. We're talking about me, man, through the process of a second and third step, coming to believe, keep coming back, newcomer, keep coming back. You come to believe and a power greater than ourselves that could restore us to sanity. In that process, you're going to reach a point like I did somewhere in your journey of recovery where you came to believe in a power greater than yourself. Our fellowship makes and gives us some requirements. Make it loving and caring and greater than yourself. Now we're talking about not tapping into the destructive power. Because some of us, man, look here, and I'm saying that shit because this is a we program. You dig? And what I'm talking about is things that I ain't just guessing on, things that I've been there and done that shit. Some of us tap into a destructive power and carry it to the group. So we're talking about a higher power on a personal level. We then bring that willingness into the group setting. Our reliance on a higher power is demonstrated by our willingness to carry out the direction expressed in our group conscience, believing that all will be well. Now, you got to believe in this stuff, man. I have got to pray and ask God to continue working through me in my efforts to carry the message 12-step hit. 12-step says, man, we would do well to continue asking God to work through us in our efforts to carry his message. Now, we're talking about bringing that to the group setting so that this power greater than ourselves that's working in our lives can come to one equal whole in the group. Now understand this here. A lot of times you hear certain people, certain groups talk about, well, man, we're going to put this on the table. We're going to vote on this here. Go home, sleep on the shit, come back 7 days later and make a vote. Understand this here. Sometimes, man, this is not mine. This is ours, people. Everything I'm getting ready to share with y'all, you reference it with the literature. Do some research if you don't. I mean, for real, man. Seriously, man, read your literature, please. Don't get mad at me because I'm sharing what our predecessors, man, through their own experience and strength and hope and hard-won dilemmas, man, were able to put down here to help people like us. We the sick of the sickest. Second tradition talks about none of us can consistently make good decisions. Second tradition also talks about that this is a God-given program. This topic is talking about group conscience through a higher power. Okay, so I've seen groups, man, just completely fall apart because they saying they had a group conscience, but really what they had was a group opinion dictated by popular persons and strong personalities. Well, I'm scared to step up there. He's saying such and he got 15 years. He wrong as hell, but I ain't going to step to him and tell him he wrong. You dig what I'm saying, man? So we're talking about, okay, let's tap into the power greater than ourselves, man, and hope that, pray that everyone in our group taps into the power that's working in their lives so we can bring it together as a whole. And a lot of times you're going to find in this literature that your ass ain't got to go home and wait 7 days and vote on something coming back. God makes it apparent. God will reveal what needs to be done. Here's another part to that dilemma, because the core of my disease ain't never gone nowhere. It's still going to be total self-centeredness and raging self-obsession when I don't get my damn way. 25 of y'all might say, let's do it this way. And the 25th one would be me. And I'm saying, man, I know the answer. Y'all wrong. But the group conscious through a higher power says, Jimmy, fall in line. You don't have to like what the group has determined as best for this particular group. Fall your ass in line. We're talking about a strong second tradition through the group conscience with God working through this group conscience, man. We're talking about being able to get away from the group opinion that be dictated by strong personalities and popular recovering addicts. Second tradition, basic text. This is something else that's very important. Listen to this, people. Narcotics Anonymous is a God-given program, and we can maintain our group through only with group with dignity, only with group conscience and God's love. Now, this is in the basic text in the second tradition. It also talks about in the second tradition that most things will come together if we believe. That's why the second step is so important, man. If I'm talking about a second tradition, man, I need to tap into my second step, man. Listen to this, people. It is the only step. Now, I know this topic is about second tradition, but second step is what supports second tradition. Listen, people. Our second step is the only step in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous that says, if you pass over me with a minimum of concern, your ass is out. It's a reason why it says that. There is a very important reason why that says that only in the second step. If you pass over this one with a minimum of concern, the rest of them just won't work. For the members who stepped to you, because they stepped to me when I first came in here. Well, Jimmy, you still go to that old Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous? Why you still go to NA, man? They hoodlums and pimps and hoes and crooks all up in there. Well, this is for those people. All through our literature, all through our steps and our traditions, it talks about a power greater than ourselves. All through our literature, it talks about when we are confronted with a difficulty that we cannot handle, we go to God and ask Him to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. All through our literature, it talks about surrendering to the will of a higher power gets easier with daily practice. All through our literature, it talks about, man, that God will do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. All through our literature, you're going to hear the talk of God. We got three steps that deal with me individually. Inventory steps, 1, 4, and 10. We got three steps that deal with you, other people. 8, 9, and 12. The rest of the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous takes us all to a power greater than ourselves. We came to believe. We made a decision. We admitted to God. We became entirely ready to have God. We humbly asked Him. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. That takes us right to the second tradition. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Second tradition for those people who say, "Hi, Jimmy, this is for my area. For my area. Hi, Jimmy always get to go and share. Why they always calling on Jimmy, Reggie? Huh?" Second tradition, Tim, when a group or committee has sought direction from a loving higher power, it may ask some of its members to help carry out that direction. When we ask members to serve, we don't set them apart as being somehow better than the rest of us. Shit, I'm not better than no one here tonight. I'm not less than no one here tonight. Leadership in NA is a service, not a class of membership. For this reason, we call our leaders trusted servants. That's what I am tonight, people. That's all I am. I'm a trusted servant for the God of my understanding. My position tonight is of service work. To carry the message to the Chesapeake Potomac Regional Convention of Narcotics Anonymous, 17th Convention. I've been coming around NA long enough to know that the message ain't a one-person event, but a two-part experience. Speaker, listener. So as God worked through my mouth, I pray that he worked through your ears. Like I say, I didn't come up here, man, to hold nobody up. I came up here, man, to find some love, to celebrate recovery in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, believing in not only our 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous, which sets the platform for me to get involved in the service structure of NA and find out about the traditions. It sets the platform. Ain't no sense in me running around here beating y'all up over the head with this literature about tradition. You violated this tradition. That you don't understand the traditions, especially the second tradition, if I have not incorporated no steps in my life. The steps are supposed to properly prepare me through the spiritual principles to bow out gracefully when I ain't getting my damn way. The steps are supposed to prepare me properly to understand, man, everything that you do, Jimmy, you got to go to God. Ain't no way you can get around it. And when you're involved in the group conscience, all will be well. Just pray and hope that the members of the group conscience have found a God themselves. But I'm telling you, man, there is no group conscience unless I came to believe. There is none. I want to share this little part about the group conscience through a higher power to another phase before I shut up and get out the way and let the second speaker bring y'all ass on home. In relationships, I found this out through the second tradition. That in any relationship, especially those that we get into as recovering people, there's always going to be some disagreements and some arguments and all of that stuff. And what happens to people like us is that we usually find ourselves breaking up, man, or separating, going our separate ways. And the reason why that is because in any relationship, there's only two people voting. So what I'm talking about is a third party split decision. Huh? What are you talking about, Jimmy? Third party split decision. If y'all teach me and we teach each other that in any relationship you get involved with, Jimmy, you better bring God to the relationship. Huh? You better bring God. For our group purpose, talking about me and my woman, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God that we must bring to our relationship as it expresses itself in our relationship. We just trusted servants, and especially if we got kids. That's all we are. But without God in the relationship, man, without God in the relationship, I'm going to be up like dust. And I ain't going to understand for the life of me when I take my sick ass to the next relationship that ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing changed. I want to thank y'all for listening. I'm an addict named Jimmy.
Let's thank Jimmy A for sharing. Now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Vincent C.
My name is Vincent. I'm an addict. It's only be true only because of God's mercy, his grace, and you people. I can honestly say on this day, I'm reasonably content. It wasn't always that way. I want to thank Jimmy for sharing, man. You gave a good message, and I love the way that you presented it to us. I was drafted just a few moments before the meeting. And so I'm glad that you came in and you shared with us what the literature had to say about that, because I really wasn't sure what the group conscience was. I know about my conscience. And so you have broke that down. So you gave us a broad overview. So my clean date is August the 10th, 1989. And since I've been here, I haven't found it necessary to use. So if you don't get nothing else, listen to me, family. If you don't get nothing else out this, listen to me. If you just don't use. If you just don't put that mess in you, I guarantee you your life will get better. It's been my experience prior to discovering this program that if I had 8 problems, warrants, no job, no place to stay, you understand what I'm saying? If I take a hit, I end up with 14. When I leave God out of my process, listen to this word. It's not a real word, but it explains my outcome. Shit get worser. Is there something about me having this inability to consistently make good decisions? So I'm just going to trust God and you people that if you all allow me, no, it doesn't matter whether you allow me, but if God allows me to keep coming back, and if I just don't use, my life will continue to get better. And I love God not just because of his grace, the things that he's given me that I could not earn. But family, it's his mercy. That stuff that I did earn, but yet he gave me another shot. He gave me another day. And I just want to say, I am just so happy that I didn't get high today. See, and I just need to say that. It's something about this disease of addiction, family. I ain't never seen, never read, never felt anything as deep as the disease of addiction. There was those here before who I showed up, and they could recite the literature page by page, verse by verse, had the clean time and the status and the things, but yet they decided to go back out. Now, I know at the end of my road, I was a couple of levels below hell. Now, why in the hell do I want to go back? Not me. But you said that, and this is what I heard from you all, that every time a person went back out, the only place they found to come back to was Narcotics Anonymous. So my sponsor helped me to understand why leave the only place there is for you to be. He said, save yourself some clearance sales. Save yourself some eviction. Come on, you don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody help me. I just wish somebody had a little inkling. So it's important about this group conscience. I'm just so grateful. Nothing to do with me that I'm able to just be open just a little bit, because I've never knew why, when, or where God's going to use you just so I cannot make my own life worse. Everything outside of me is perfect. I'm the one with the problem. If everything was working for me, the most I could ever see is just my side. That's only half of anything. Half measures avail me nothing but half shit. So I recognize just for today, if I just don't use, family, and maybe be just calm just a little bit, then the conscience that I need so I don't make my own life worse or yours. One of the greatest benefits I got from this consciousness through you people with God is to know when to leave people alone so God can do what he's supposed to do. I cannot give you my results or desires, so why do I think I got the solution to your pollution when I'm still trying to clean my own self out? I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about. Every now and then, that first thought to show up in here, I know I'm not responsible for it, but it's that second one. It's that second one, how I respond to it. Narcotics Anonymous says in the 10th step, it says Narcotics Anonymous is a program that shows us how to live with life on life terms. Now I want to talk about this individual consciousness that I need, that I locked into. For the days they told me I love the system, when I signed my clean date, they said, you got 5,832 days. I said, yeah, I like that. I ain't had to figure it out. I like easy shit. You know what I'm saying? But here's the blessing I found, right? I'm talking about God's, his intentions, his power, one who stood somewhere and made everything out of nothing. I know his awesomeness. I've seen it not only work in you all's lives, I've seen it in mine. I'm living better now than I ever have. I love what God does for me. I love the way these steps allow me to make these surgical spiritual strikes in the inside so I can go ahead and take an account of not only my thinking but my behavior so I can come up with some courage from you all so I can prevent myself from making shit worse. Is there something about my illness? Every now and then I know when I'm being mean, but yet I'll be mean anyway. So I know that to have a gift is one thing, but if I practice some principles, I may get some skill. So I need some skill on how to be reasonably content. Sometimes when everything is peaceful, I think it's something wrong. See, that's an illusion of my pollution. See, so I got to recognize, family. So I'm talking about this intention, right? I recall when I was using. And like, it was this power that had me. I was not to be denied. I came up with a force that was behind me, family. Listen to me. Man, I came up with all kinds of creativity. I started with nothing. I ended up being a man by the end of the day. I had the package all of a sudden. I would do things. I would say things. I would go and get things. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about it was amazing the shit I would do just to get a hit. This is what I'm saying. I'm talking about a force, man. Nothing stopped me when I was trying to connect. The only reason why I'm in here had nothing to do with my energy was God. I can't figure it out yet how I showed up here. Matter of fact, I really lied my way up in here. Somebody told me they remembered I was a combat veteran. They said, man, why don't you go to VA, man? They taking guys. I said, for real? They said, yeah, you're a combat veteran. I said, all right, cool. So I went down there. I was homeless. The guy said, what's your name? I said, Nazim Abdullah McKitt. They said, all right. They went to the system. They said, well, we ain't got no Nazim. He said, you remember your number? I said, man, I just smoke boat. Come on, man. What the fuck is this up, man? I'm a veteran, man. Vietnam era. You know what I'm saying? Combat. He said, well, what was your name when you signed up and you started using it? I said, Vincent Curtis. He said, let me check that out. So they took me on in, right? Glad we got that shit straight because I was one sure for a minute. But listen to me, fam. That energy, man, that was so strong, right? And just think, if we can take that same energy, this intentional force of God, and put it behind us again, but yet be on the right lane for the right reason, for the right purpose, I guarantee you, you be telling people, no thank you, I don't need any more blessings right now. Let me tell you about somebody who could use that contract. Let me tell you somebody else who may be able to do a better job in that position. Let me tell you that my 97 is still running good. I don't need to create no more debt because I don't want to get so busy that I'm too busy to recover, because you all said that, and the literature said that the only place we recover is in a meeting. The only place I can recover is in a meeting. And if I went to a meeting and everybody operated on my conscience on any given day, watch out. See, on most days, I need a referee quick. I don't know if I'm making any sense about this program, but I know this force, right, is, man, I just love God. I really cannot convince me sometimes that just by staying out of the way, this is what I'm saying, just by allowing me just a little piece, I've discovered that the God that I serve, language, is silence. And the only way for me to hear him is when I keep the chaos, the resentment, the retaliation, the revenge, the gossip. Somebody need to help me here. I'm talking about the only way that I can hear him is that I got to surrender, because he ain't going to knock on no door. He ain't going to burn no bush. He going to mess around and say, be still, I got something for you. But if I don't have your attention, I get back to you. Maybe you need another lesson. I'm talking about a consciousness. If I don't bring a consciousness of God into the group conscious, praise God, make me quiet. Quiet. It's not bad to be quiet, Vincent. Even when you know that you know that you got the blow. Even when you know that you got the dough. Even the last 10 people you've seen loved you and hugged you and gave you a hug. This may not be your message to carry right now. So don't get so big and think that your eye is bigger than someone else's you. Humility is the essential ingredient in order for me to practice just not to get in God's way. More or less do something as God would have me do. See, what had happened to me, I don't say this and sit down here. I know that there's nothing wrong with me. I know that God created a soul for me. And he gave me a personality that goes with my soul. And my stuff has always been strong. I always booked. I've never not been excited about life. I calmed down a little bit. I'm a lot older. I'm 56, so I ain't got that much energy. I'm operating about 25% of my last few hits. Kind of short circuit my shit, but stay with me, family. I'm talking about still having desire to co-create with God that which will last for him, not me. And so now that I've learned how to come up in here, right, and now that I'm learning how to practice these principles and all my affairs, I have to incorporate them because my disease manifests in other areas. It's nothing about the alcohol. See, I've been messing around work on not using, going to work, and my relationship over here is real funky. Come on now. I'm talking about the biggest disease in the world is denial. And his first cousin's codependence. So if I ever try to look at another person, it could be my joy, I done lost the relationship. For me, I got to go to God and let God take me to you. And when you come with your stuff, good, bad, or indifferent, I cannot afford the luxury of embracing you because your humanness. Your humanness will allow you to set me up because I'm looking for a shortcut. I want to play without paying. And so I got to slow down long enough to take you up to God so that when I step out, it'll be a week, not a me. I've learned the best part of any relationship I left on the table because I just took what I thought was there, that individual consciousness. You see what I'm saying? Everything to me ain't necessary for me. And because we all the same location don't mean we all in the same place. And because we all go for the same journey, for the same destination, don't mean I'm supposed to give the address. So I'm saying that I have to be quiet enough, family, to listen to his language, which is silence. And the best way for me to discover when he's talking is to be in my love mood. In other words, have enough sensitivity to my environment that if I can't make it better, leave it alone. That's love, man. I am love. So I got this soul and this personality that God designed, but it was out of line. It was out of line. When I showed up, my soul was on one track and my personality was on the other. Always seen it, try to reach it, but I always only had a couple good days with it. Then I get back into me and shit get messed up again. So what I had to learn how to do is come and practice this principle. Now I done seen my lane. Now I done dug it. I've been around here 3, 4, 5, 10 years. I done seen my lane. I want to be in it, but God said, no. I'm not going to pick you up like a helicopter, take you over and then drop you down and be happy. I had to work. So newcomer, take your time and work on God's time. Don't you, I know you think you know, but don't blow. Listen to God. That's the best way to go. And so as I learned to navigate through these spiritual principles to my lane, now God has helped me to discover my soul mission. And my soul and personality are now aligned by one. And so now when they're together, my focus is trying to follow God's will, not mine. See, when I get on his time, and it ain't got to be 24-7. It just got to be when he don't want me to get in his way. I don't have to try to be a hero. Just be that tool that God created to use when he chooses to use. And sometimes you're supposed to be a bucket and you got to take what I'm sending you because he don't test me. He gives me lessons. And if I fail, he give me another one. Right. You understand? I want to be whatever he allows me to be the right way at the right time with the right reason for the right intentions at the right moment. And when I do that, all is well. And since I've been practicing these principles because of you all, there'd be no me if it wasn't for you. So I'm clear. I'm so clear. And today my purpose is to help people and seek pleasure. There's no shame with me. If I didn't have these abilities to seek pleasure, I wouldn't be here. That's why I should love take a hit. Just getting it was so pleasurable. It was just the after effects that messed me up. But see, what was wrong was I had to get in touch with this thing that I was chasing. See, it's never been a burger. It's always been a sizzle. See, it's the thing, because once I get it, it don't mean as much sometimes when it's physical. I cannot take physical matters and come up with a spiritual solution from them. It don't work like that. So I had to come and find a way how to just like surrender on a spiritual thing. So now, since I know my body can get a groove going on when it gets its right hit, but the chemical wasn't the answer. The solution was a power greater than me.
Yes.
Don't come in pill form. It don't come in a hype in my neck. It don't come in give me, let me, can you spare me? If I don't create it, I may not have it. Gifts are something that's given. I don't say it's four things. Today, those of us who did not use one more time was given the gift of recovery. And now when somebody give you a gift, you're supposed to keep it and not give it away. So in order to keep my gift, I got to respect my gift. There's nothing, no one, no place more important than my recovery. So not only must I keep my gift and respect my gift, I got to protect my gift. I protect my gift. I've never not had a service position in almost 15 years. I've always had a sponsor. I've always had a God of my understanding and getting to know him better. So I accept my gift. I respect my gift, and I protect my gift. And finally, you all said the only way to keep that gift is to give it away. I hope that this one addict, if you haven't got nothing else from my gift, listen to me. If you just don't use, your life will get better. Thank you.
Thank you. You did a great job, man. You did a great job.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.